outward opening. The neo-Renaissance style is also continued on the loggia. The arcade structure of the loggia is intended to convey an airiness and openness, and thus, according to the architect, must allow the first floor to open to the outside. Many artists applied for the commission to decorate the building, and it finally went to Moritz von Schwind. For the vaulted ceiling, he made frescoes inspired by Mozart's Magic Flute. The lunettes feature plot elements from the opera surrounding Tamino and Pamina, while the ceiling is dominated by Papageno and Papagena, as well as animals. In the centre is a depiction of Mozart as a child on the lap of Empress Maria Theresa. On the front of the loggia are statues of allegorical figures designed by Julius Hennel. In the centre is thematically placed the artistic imagination as the origin of all art. To its left are comedy and love. To its right, tragedy and heroism. To address music as comprehensively as possible, genii float on the walls to the side of the loggia, representing the four movements of a symphony: Andante, Adagio, Scherzo, and Allegro. With the beginning of Bogdan Rostich's direction in September 2020, a temporary light installation was attached to the opera's facade. The installation is formed by delicate LED light lines in each of the five openings of the Schwind Loggia facing the ring. The first lettering to light up was OPEN in September 2020. This visual sign signalled an attitude, a standing invitation to the entire city, a widely visible commitment to being open to all, even after the month-long closure period in the spring of 2020 caused by COVID-19. With this installation by Austrian designer Alexander Kada, a communication channel is created that allows the Vienna State Opera to engage with its surroundings in a completely new way, encouraging participation in art and culture as well as in everyday life and public dialogue.